Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Happy Open Line Thursday, all. We got the Junks coming to you on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM, Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you want info on how to become a five-star technician, go to cropmetcalf.com. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter, at Cakes Flops on Instagram. Please go give a follow. Jason Bishop is here.
Yeah, good morning, boys.
What's up?
What's up?
As is Jean-Paul Flame.
What's up, Cakesy?
What is up? What's up? And Eric Bickle.
I told Cakes when I came in, I'm lucky to be here. I didn't get home till about 10:45 last night, and then that's when we finally celebrated Cakes' birthday or Kate's birthday, and you know, with like crumble cookies and a few small gifts. Got to bed around 11:15. Woke up this morning, and that's not particularly unusual, but it's a little late. Got up on my couch this morning as I normally do, just to see what happened overnight, just some mental notes. Next thing I know, I wake up and it's like 5:18, and I'm like, whoa! I literally fell asleep just like sitting, which I don't often do. So miracle I got here. Just so tired. I didn't even know what day it is. Jason had to remind
me. Thursday.
He had to remind me it's Thursday.
Well, I'm not so sure either.
Yeah.
If you tell me it's Thursday, I'll believe it.
Right. Yeah, like the last two nights, you know, Kate and a bunch of girls locally were doing this big volleyball thing. Then it went till 10 p.m. in Germantown both nights. Oh. So I didn't get home till like 10:45 both nights. And then last night, it was the first time we had a chance to sit down with her and even just like sing happy birthday to her.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I thought I was out late. Yeah. We had the final track meet, and that ended at about 9:05.
Yeah.
At least for Isabella. There were still people on the track when we left. But once she finished her last relay, not sticking around to watch the rest of the team.
No, of course not.
I thought I was out late. I had dinner at 6 and got home at like 6:30.
Yeah. Dude, we were just getting
ready for
started.
The Nats. And Mackenzie Gore shutting down one of the best lineups in baseball.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
What did he give up? 3 singles to start the game.
And yeah, he had a bases loaded in the first.
Just shut everybody down after.
Nobody out and got out of that jam. And then he went 7 and got the win. He was incredible.
7 strikeouts?
7 strikeouts.
Yep. His ERA is a show.
And we will talk to John Chombi today.
Tracked him down.
We never ended up getting him yesterday. I can't even remember.
We did not.
I think he was. He was on Central Time, and we finally got
very good.
Got a hold. I talked to him yesterday. He felt bad, but yeah. He'll be on today.
Cakes, you have your MGM poker gear on, and you had the Cakes Classic last night.
You were up late.
The
then.
June edition. I would have liked to have been up later. It just wasn't my night. Like I just knew. I knew from the first big hand that I had. This was the omen that. It wasn't going to be a good night. So I get it all in, ace-king versus a guy with ace-jack, because he wants my bounty. I understand. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to win his bounty. Didn't win the bounty because he had me covered by how many chips? 1,500 chips.
Wow.
I was like, Okay, that stinks. But anyway, I won the hand, so I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna keep grinding here. Then I get kings cracked. Then I'm just like, okay, well, it's definitely not my night. And then at the end, I have about 20 big blinds left. I get them all in. I have queens. Love my hand. Guy to my left has ace king. I've got him covered. Guy down on the end gets it in with pocket tens. Mm-hmm. I forget his name. He's a longtime Junks listener. I apologize. So I'm like, I don't love my spot, but I think I'm okay. I dodge trouble on the flop. I'm clean. Turn brings an ace. The guy to my left improves over me. The river, of course, brings one of the two tens left in the deck. Mm. So he scoops the entire pot. Mm. If somebody's going to win, I was glad he won it. But I was just looking at these runouts like, just you know, it's just not your night sometimes.
Right.
When you're
right,
playing, you're right. Just like, this is just not going
to
happen.
So what time did you make the walk of shame back to your room?
I leave the poker room. And then, of course, I needed a midnight snack. This is around 11 o'clock.
Okay.
10:45, 11.
Slice of za?
No. I went more basic. I went into the gift shop. And I got a Coke Zero. Now, I can't drink the whole thing because
he likes to caffeinate right before bed.
It's 11 o'clock at night, yeah, okay? Right. So I grab a Coke Zero, and my usual go-to is a bag of Haribo gummy bears.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, I'm feeling a little spicier tonight. I went with Combo's pizzeria pretzel flavor, and I devoured about half the bag.
You always like Combo's.
I like Combo's. I'm just a fan.
Combo's are good, but I don't know if I would eat them at 11 o'clock.
I bring that snack of shame up to my room, and I watched the Panthers-Oilers game until it went to overtime.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, I'm not staying up for overtime for two teams I couldn't care less about. Went to bed at around 11:30.
Mm-hmm. So David to Dreisaitl for the win in overtime.
Yeah. I mean, Florida was leading 3-1 in the third. Like, they had control
loss.
Of the game.
That is a bad loss.
Just gagged it away. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, you did say you were rooting for the Oilers.
I mean, if I had to pick a team, I would pick the Oilers up
the Panthers.
Two. Sure.
Wow.
So that was my evening at MGM National nice. Harbor.
Good night's sleep, though?
I actually slept pretty well. For downing half of a Coke Zero right before I went to sleep,
that's unbelievable.
I slept remarkably well.
I don't know how you just power through the.
Well, you'd had a couple beers before that.
Yeah, I had a few beers and a vodka tonic to polish off the night.
Right.
My drinking definitely goes up when I don't have to drive home.
Does it? Yeah. Well, why not?
You have a hotel room. Yeah. Right.
And when the drinks are free, now the Coke Zero you probably paid for.
Coke Zero I did pay
for. Guessing the beers got comped.
The beers were part of my comp. Mm. It's true.
Well, you'll take a nice power nap today, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%.
Yeah. Well, I was watching some women's College World Series, Texas and Texas Tech. Both teams have never won a national championship or a College World Series. And you guys probably don't pay attention, but this was one of the biggest botches ever. The Texas Tech pitcher's legit. Kennedy's her last name. The Texas pitcher is legit too. She actually went to high school with Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so it's 1-0 Texas Tech.
Isn't the Texas Tech pitcher, by the way, is she making like crazy NIL?
Oh,
NIL
sure.
dough.
I'm sure
over a million. She transferred from Stanford
I
to
heard
Texas
that.
Tech.
Yeah.
Didn't like Pat Mahomes like help recruit her to Texas Tech? There's something along those lines.
Yes.
Okay, that's the extent.
Yeah, I think she's a
softball knowledge.
Isn't she a California girl? I think she's a California girl. Anyways,
she went to Stanford for like 3 years.
Yeah, so Texas is trailing 1-0 in the sixth. And Kennedy, who's the pitcher for Texas Tech, she's never had to intentionally walk a batter the entire year. Mm-hmm. She's been dominant, right? She never has to do that.
Does she even know how to do it? Kind of doesn't. Okay.
So she strikes out the first two girls. Texas gets a couple singles, a couple stolen bases. So they got girls at second and third with two outs.
Mm-hmm.
Reese Atwood, who's a complete stud, is the Texas catcher. She's up next. And she's had a great year. She's All-American. She's a ridiculous defensive player. So the Texas Tech coach says, you know what? Let's intentionally walk her.
Mm-hmm.
Load the bases. That way we'll get a ground out. We can get a force out of any bag. So she throws three balls,
mm-hmm.
intentionally trying to walk her.
Yeah.
The fourth one? She throws right down the middle. I don't understand what the catcher's doing. Why aren't you throwing outside of the box
for an intentional walk? Did she just have a brain fart?
She's just not used to doing it. And the first three were fine. They were high, and Atwood doesn't swing at it. And the fourth pitch is right down the middle. Atwood swings at it, single to left, two-run score, game over.
See the quote? She said, I made that mistake. That loss is on me. I apologize to the team.
I understand that, but the catcher, if you're going to intentionally walk a batter, you don't stand right behind the plate and just stand. The catcher can't stand up. She's got to stand outside of the box.
It's pretty basic. I mean, that's like Little League type stuff.
That's one of the biggest botches I've ever seen. Anyway, so that's what I was watching.
Man, the pickings are slim.
Slim pickings. I mean, I don't remember this time of year being this brutal.
It's like this every year.
I remember it like after the All-Star game. I don't remember this period.
It's like this every year.
Is there a traditional softball power? Like when you said these teams haven't won.
Sure, there's a bunch of them.
I don't know who typically wins.
Oklahoma has won. They had won four straight national championships or four or five. Yeah, Oklahoma's the big power.
I don't follow college softball. Sorry.
It's another state I've never been to amongst the many. Oh, yeah. Oklahoma. Been to Texas, never been to Oklahoma.
Hmm. Right.
So you lived in Texas.
I did live in Texas for a summer, correct.
I'm reading the story. I didn't catch this at the time, that Jose Luis Ballester, right? He's a golfer. I guess he just signed with LIV, whatever. LIV, by the way, in town this week.
I'll be going to LIV tomorrow.
Yeah. Pro-Am's today. Of course, it starts tomorrow.
Did I tell you I was talking to Brendan Steele? I didn't tell you that. Because he was playing with my buddy Matt Carlin's son, Drew, at the U.S. Open Qualies at Woodmont.
Yeah.
Brendan Steele's the nicest dude in the world.
Yeah.
That might have been the guy you saw in the airport.
Hold on.
Yeah, I need to see a picture
of him. Hold on. Is he nicer than my rock star friend, Brett Michaels? Because he's...
Well, I never met Brett Michaels.
To me, he's the nicest guy in the world.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I had never met,
but maybe they're same level. But same level.
Brendan Steele is just a nice dude. Yeah. But anyway, go ahead.
Let me see. It's possible. I mean, is he a tall, skinny guy?
Yeah, he's taller. I mean, he's not my height, but he's taller. He's probably
really tan though. Was he really tan?
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah. nice guy. But
anyway,
yeah,
I didn't catch this at that. I'm not sure that it's him, but it might be. That Ballester apparently at the Masters he went number one on the course and freaked people out.
That's definitely got to be a no-no.
Is that right? I'm reading this quickly.
Yeah, he did that.
I didn't know that. I yesterday was playing and on the second hole I realized I got to take a dump. I didn't know if I was gonna make it. Honestly, Cakes.
That sounds very on brand for you.
I didn't know if I was going to make it. I didn't know we don't have like it. I guess there is. I didn't know this. The guys were pointing out there is a little tiny place where you can use a bathroom.
Yeah.
But for a brief moment, I considered pulling a lurch and going in the woods. And then I thought, well, this will get me kicked out of the club. I can't do that. This is going to be kicked out of the club.
Yeah.
And so for the entire front nine, I so uncomfortable.
Stomach rumbling.
No, just more
you could just feel it.
Just some It was just unbearable. It was a little bit unbearable.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah.
And you didn't feel it before the round?
No, we sat down and had lunch.
We sat down and had lunch.
I had a nice Reuben. We're just chatting. Next thing you know,
I mean, it's greasy.
That's gonna go right through you.
Next thing we know, you're on the tee, and on the second hole, I'm like, oh my god, what is going on here?
Glad you persevered. Glad you made
it. So when did you take care of
adversity?
At the turn?
Luckily, no, I didn't have time. We were constantly being pushed. I mean, there's no way I could have done it.
You let the group behind you go through.
Yeah, then I just slow everybody else down. I just persevered until I got home.
Oh.
I somehow managed to manage the wave.
I could never do that.
You couldn't? No. As soon as you get that, you got to.
I mean, if I was feeling it, there's no way I could wait 4 hours.
It just felt like I was carrying around a baby. Yeah.
Well, glad you got that baby delivered, so to speak.
Yeah, it wasn't even a great delivery, but I did deliver it.
Excellent.
Maybe half the baby.
Good news.
Yeah.
All right, it is the Junk Center Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Jason, what time is Boog Shambi joining us to talk MLB and the Nats?
He'll be at 8:25 East Coast time.
Ah, very good.
He'll be at 7:25 his time.
So we got that straightened out. If you want to call us throughout the show, 800-636-1067, you're welcome to do that on an Open Line Thursday here on the Junks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.